a Humboldt County program that brings mental health services to the streets, won't get additional funding despite a grand jury recommendation for it because of a budget deficit. Though the Board of Supervisors agreed with all the grand jury's findings, a $15 million budget deficit prevents acting on its key recommendations. The report was reviewed, along with others, at the board's September 10th meeting. It focuses on the County Behavioral Health Branch's Mobile Intervention Services Team, or MIST program, which has gone through several incarnations as various sources of funding, including Measure Z public safety tax funding, were gained and lost. Now a partnership between the county's Department of Health and Human Services and its sheriff's office, the expiration of a grant leaves MIST with only partial Medi-Cal funding. The report says there is now, quote, a funding gap that needs to be filled. But contrary to the grand jury's recommendations, the county won't be filling the gap anytime soon. Public information specialist Cadi Gallardo told supervisors MIST has unique value, but the county's budget is uniquely lean.
Additionally, it is recommended that your board does not implement the following recommendations to provide permanent funding for MIST to cover services that cannot be reimbursed by Medi-Cal no later than July 1st, 2025, and provide sufficient funds to continue the MIST program unless other funding for the program is secured prior to the 2026-2027 fiscal year to be completed no later than April 1st, 2026. The county's current budget situation makes it difficult to allocate funds for MIST services that are not reimbursable by Medi-Cal. Additionally, the county anticipates challenging budget years to come with an ongoing budget deficit and no anticipated substantial increases in discretionary revenue sources. Therefore, the county is not in the financial position to commit to funding MIST by the civil grand jury's deadline of April 1st, 2026.
Supervisors largely disagreed with an additional grand jury report focusing on the County Child Welfare Services Office of the Ombudsperson. Created as part of a 2018 legal settlement with the state, the Office of the Ombudsperson responds to complaints and independently reviews CWS policies and practices. The grand jury finds that the county regularly and systematically violates the settlement terms. But Gallardo said the settlement is being complied with, as confirmed by outside agencies.
It should be noted that the Attorney General stipulated that Humboldt County CWS has fully complied with and completed most of its obligations under the agreement, and with those remaining obligations to be monitored by a third-party compliance monitor. That monitor is the California Center for Rural Policy at Cal Poly Humboldt. And they found that CWS has completed all outstanding actions under the areas of the stipulated supplemental judgment at the close of their monitoring period. Furthermore, CWS has gone far beyond the mere terms of the judgment and has used the opportunity of the judgment to build infrastructure that deepens the department's responsiveness to issues arising in its caseload, strengthens collaboration with external vested parties, and increases accountability to its mandate and to the community.
Supervisors approved a response that disagrees with most of the grand jury's findings and recommendations. A third grand jury report probes the county's hiring processes and finds that, quote, many departments continue to be short-staffed, and as of 2020, county pay levels are low relative to similar counties. Supervisors agreed with the majority of the findings, but Gallardo noted that salary negotiations in 2021 and 2022 yielded salary increases of at least 7.5%, with sheriff's deputies getting 10% increases. Gallardo said some of the grand jury's recommendations have been implemented. Others can't be implemented by the report's deadlines due to budget conditions. During the board's discussions, MIST was described as important but financially challenging, as reflected in comments from Supervisor Natalie Arroyo and Board Chair Rex Bone.
The MIST team has been incredibly valuable, and I agree with our response, and I understand what the constraints are. And on all of these topics, I think we've taken a measured and appropriate response, and there's always a lot we need to do to serve a really complicated and difficult and hard to serve community in many ways. And, you know, so I think this captures the idea of continuous improvement while also recognizing what our constraints are that we're really facing.
Again, I want to thank Child Welfare Services for everything they're doing. I don't see much to change. I do. There are, as Supervisor Arroyo said, 6:30 this morning on Broadway was not a pretty sight. So there's so much more work to be done along all of these lines.
Supervisors unanimously approved the staff recommendation responses to the reports. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.